This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's a sports station. Now, 92.9 FM ESPN presents Memphis's biggest columnist.
You ain't got to do nothing, homeboy. You ain't writing nothing. No, I ain't letting him write. He ain't getting no interviews.
It's the award-winning Jeff Calkins from the Daily Memphian and the Jeff Calkins Show.
I don't get no interview. I'm good.
On 92.9 FM ESPN.
Gentlemen, this is something they call a groundbreaker. So let me first apologize to the shirts and the ties for your makeup. Cause I'll make you ugly as soon as it drops. We're on a rampage, bubbles popping up before you know it. There's rubble in the dust, cause we'll be pushing it up. Somebody say you better.
Good morning, everybody, and happy Tuesday. If you like to cook, it is seriously hot out there. And it's going to get, what do you think, Jeffrey? What's the right word here? Better or worse? What's the word? What, you like it hot.
I thrive in this.
You like 100? Are we going to hit 100?
I think we did yesterday, so I'll say we followed up.
Did you thrive yesterday?
Oh, yeah.
You just walk out there with a spring in your step.
Oh, yeah.
You feel liquid. You feel loose.
I love it right when you walk outside, even like at like 7:30, and you can already feel it.
I don't hate it the way I once did. You feel all loosened up automatically.
Mm. My back doesn't hurt. It's great.
Anyway, it's going to be blazingly hot, so I hope you all are prepared for that.
Stay hydrated.
Stay hydrated. With what?
I'm a Gatorade guy, but I mean, water's probably over.
Can you really drink Gatorade all day long. Isn't it? Doesn't it add to the old midriff? How many calories in Gatorade?
Oh, I mean, it's sugar water. I mean, there's no way it's good for
you.
It's got to be better than drinking soft drinks.
It's more calories than Diet Coke.
Right.
But it doesn't have the, you know, the whatever you want to call those substances.
Aspartame, artificial sweeteners.
Are they cancer-causing, or do we not know?
I'm not sure how much high fructose corn syrup we have in Gatorade, but, you know.
Drink water.
Yeah, water's probably better.
Do you ever do things where you put a little flavoring in water? Do you ever do that? You know, the little people do that.
My brother used to do that, but I've never really been big into that.
Yeah. I hope you all enjoy today's or whatever. Yeah. I hope you enjoy today's lovely temperatures here in Memphis, Tennessee. We got a great show today. It involves Chris Harrington straight up at 10 o'clock, and then because it's Tuesday. Fish on Friday on Tuesday. Our man in Washington, D.C., Charles Fishman, he's been under the weather. He was grumpy this morning when I was texting him. Grumpy as hell, honestly. He said, shut up and let me do the Wordle. So, and I was just texting. You can ignore my texts. But he's feeling poorly, and I hope he's going to, you know, resurrect his spirits and bring the appropriate enthusiasm to the show today. But he'll bring the knowledge and enthusiasm, perhaps. In the second hour, we got Chris Harrington and we got Fish on Friday on Tuesday. So, Jeffrey, typically during the college football season, we have a little segment called the Fight Song Roundup. And when schools have particularly great weekends and Saturdays or whatever else, we play their fight song.
Uh-huh.
And I would ask you, does this circumstance, does what happened last night merit us playing the Tennessee fight song?
This is my fight song.
I guess that's a yes. Well, let's crank it up.
Because I still got a lot of fight left in me.
How much does this, by the way, bother?
I think if you're a hardcore Tiger fan, this is the best way for Tennessee to win a championship. It's a sport you don't particularly care about. You know what I mean? Like you can compartmentalize it. You can put it over there.
Does it? I mean, I have seen. Well, here's what's interesting. I have seen in our splintered city. And maybe it's because I know more Memphis Tiger fans than anyone else, but I have seen more rooting against Tennessee from Memphis Tiger fans than certainly any other fan base. Like, were Ole Miss fans rooting against Tennessee last night?
No, because Ole Miss fans have added a rivalry with A&M. They were pretty much rooting against A&M.
They were mostly rooting against A&M.
Correct. I think a lot of SEC fans were hoping that both could lose, but that's not how it works.
Yeah, not how it works. You got to pick the lesser of two evils. I can understand why Memphis fans, honestly, particularly the state of things right now when Tennessee won't play you in anything. Come on, man. Seriously. I can understand why it irritates them. I get it. I also understand, like, there are a lot of Tennessee fans who listen and who are friends of mine who are really emotional about what happened last night. Brett Edgerton, who works at ESPN now, he was remembering his dad. Like, I mean, you know, this is winning a championship is fun in whatever sport. And it's been a long time for the University of Tennessee. Their last title, do you know their last title?
So Cobb and I were going through this. It's the 08 women's...
09 women's track and field.
So I was asking if they had a track and field in there. So they had the 08 women's basketball.
Yeah, no, and then Cobb, I understand he's got real Tennessee bona fides, mm-hmm. but I think I looked it up, and I think it is 2009. This goes back to the conversation that we had last week about when we were talking about who's the next team to be a dynasty, right?
Yep.
And on Sportsmanlike, they said, the next team to be in, because Chris Canty said it, the next team that's going to be a dynasty is South Carolina women's basketball. And I asked the question, I'm not disparaging at all, I'm just saying, so very clearly women's basketball has been moved into the category of sports that we count, right? I wonder when I say, when's the last time Tennessee won a national championship? If you skipped women's track and field in 2009, is it because we don't count women's track and field? Because it doesn't matter enough.
With all due respect to the fine women that run track and field, it's not whether or not it counts. The problem is there's too much. Like, you have the individual championships, the indoors, the outdoors. We can't keep up with what right. all. What did you win?
Well, they won the women's track. I don't know. I listen, I just read it. Yeah, wasn't following. Last title was in 2009, women's track and field. Before then, you're right, women's hoops, 2008. But it feels like it's been a long time for women's hoops. And Tennessee, as great as a program as it has been across the board, there's been a lot of pretty good not falling short.
Oh, you know? For sure.
It's been a lot of that. Peyton was there last night. We've had a lot of, you know, great college career. I mean, falling short.
You had two guys that can't win the big one right next to each other. Rick Barnes was sitting right next to him.
That's exactly right. Two guys sitting right. You got Rick Barnes has been to the Elite Eight now. Mm-hmm. That's as far as he's gotten. Heupel has resurrected the program, but, you know, no one is saying they're Alabama or Georgia yet, right?
For sure.
This is not waking up echoes of 1998.
Doesn't smell like 98.
Doesn't seem like 98 yet. I'm not ruling it out, mm-hmm. but we're not there yet. So there's been a lot of close but no cigar. And so last night, they get the cigar. 6-5. There were two pretty damn thrilling games unfolding. Now, the Tennessee one at one point didn't seem like it was going to be particularly thrilling.
No, but A&M did answer right back to keep you interested.
Right. I mean, you've got the leadoff home run.
Yep.
You know, and but then there's no question. A&M keeps coming back. Lots of dramatic moments there. Ensley and his slide. That seemed, in retrospect, it was an incredible play. But more dramatic even in retrospect because that run meant so much.
Yeah, right. Absolutely.
You know, at the time, didn't feel like necessarily could have been gilding the lily at the time. Dreiling, of course, with the two-run homer.
That I was convinced it was a pop-up.
I think the call seemed convinced it was a pop-up.
Like, it was, it didn't even, like, there's a different sound of a home run. It was not that, but man, it just kept going and going and going.
And then they get out of jams in the eighth and the ninth, and emerge with the victory. And it was a Tennessee night. Like, if you're a Tennessee fan watching that night, it felt like 99% of the fans there were Tennessee fans. There's Peyton there. Every other second, you're seeing Peyton Manning. Anytime anything happens, they go to Peyton Manning. So he's sitting there. Vitello is about as passionate as it gets, so he's fun. And so it was a great night for Tennessee. It was a great night for Tennessee. You told me that you think if Tennessee fans had to pick, you can either win the title last night and miss the college football playoff or make the college football playoff and win the title. You think they would have picked winning the title last night. I disagree.
So I asked Cobb, I guess I phrased it a little differently, because I said playoff appearance, win the title last night, and then a Final Four. And he ranked it.
Ooh, interesting.
He ranked it win the title, playoff, Final Four.
Win the title, playoff. Yeah, I think if you ask every Tennessee, like the idea. Now, the way I phrased it, win the title last night and miss the playoff.
Right. That's a key distinction.
Because what I am telling you is, sure, you get to win the title. I'm not saying you get to either lock in a win the title next night or lock in a playoff. And so, therefore, if you take the title last night, you still might make the playoff. It's just not guaranteed. No. I'm telling you, you can have, if I'm the devil and I'm showing up and a Tennessee fan, I'm on top of some some hill, and I'm making the deal. And I'm saying, listen, I'll give you the title last night. Or I will have you can either, I will have you lose last night and get to the college football playoff. Or you can win last night, but you will not be in the college football playoff. I think people would have said, we'll take our loss. We'll take our L last night And because I don't want to sit through a freaking college football season where we're not making the college football playoff. That sounds like misery. More people care, more days, more of the year, and it matters more. I think baseball is great. Here's the truth. It's great when you're winning. It's great when you're winning the title, but you're the only people who care.
Correct.
You know, like, and it's honestly a little bit true to a lesser extent about the Stanley Cup. Like, a lot of people cared last night because it was a Game 7, because it was so epic. You had Reggie Wayne tweeting about, you know, this hockey thing's kind of fun. Like, lots of people were watching last night who had never watched before. But the truth of the matter is, I think if you ask the people of Miami, you can win the Stanley Cup last night or the Dolphins can make the playoffs.
Oh.
They're picking the Dolphins making the playoffs. And it's the same thing. Hockey matters as much as college baseball.
I'd be curious to know from Dolphins fans, aren't they a little scarred because they keep getting into the playoffs and then losing immediately in the wild card round? Like,
so they've just soon missed the playoff? No. No. No one wants to miss the playoff.
Would you rather be the wild card team and lose or just miss the playoffs? I'm actually in the category of miss the playoffs.
Well, it's funny. Some people were asking, well, the Buffalo radio station yesterday morning was asking this question. If your team had blown a 3-game lead and had Game 7 at home, would you want to go?
Well, last night was a pretty good indicator that a lot of Panthers fans didn't.
that's true.
That's the most Edmonton fans we've seen in the bowling.
A lot of Edmonton fans. Yeah, there are a lot of Edmonton fans. I can see, like, if your whole goal in life is avoiding pain,
Let's be real. There's a 0.0% chance you would go. You might have gone to game five.
I'm not going to the collapse.
But you are not going to game seven. There's a 0% chance.
Game five actually is pretty good because your guard.
There's no stakes.
There's no real stakes. You got two more shots. But you're exactly right. You know me well enough. There's no chance I would have gone to that game last night.
You wouldn't even have watched game seven.
And therefore, I would have missed it. But anyway, I just don't believe that Tennessee fans would prefer.
So here's the distinction that I would make. When you say just make the playoff, to me the key is if they could repeat the season from 22 where they go 10-2 and they have the Alabama game and they're a playoff team, I think everybody signs up for that.
Yeah, that's an interesting question. What was more fun, last night or 22? And the answer is 22. More fun.
Well, I mean, I don't even think you have to bring
it. Not even close.
Like, what was more fun, last night or the Alabama game?
Yeah, the Alabama game. More fun. More fun Alabama game. You don't get to beat Alabama for the first time in however many years every year, by definition, right? So, it's nice to be able to choose. Nice to be able to, do I get this great thing or do I get this great thing? The Final Four one is interesting.
Yeah.
Because, in a way, making the Final Four for basketball would be more validating for a sport at Tennessee that needs validating, that people actually care about to some extent, because
they sell out a pretty big building pretty regularly.
I'm saying they care, and making the playoff in football when four team SEC teams make the playoff in football,
or potentially five.
Listen, the thing you can always say, the thing that Memphis fans have always said about Tennessee basketball, when Tennessee fans want to say our basketball program is overtaking yours and it's better than yours or whatever else, clearly is right now, presently. There's no question about that. But when they say that, you're like, yeah, how many Final Fours you got? Zero.
Right.
Never been. Ever, ever, ever. And there's nothing to say to that. You're right. We have never been. We are a program that is a massive, significant, successful program that has never been to the Final Four. And Memphis has been and been and been. And so I think for basketball, it would be incredibly validating. Listen, winning the title was validating for baseball last night because they had been under Vitello. They just hadn't won. So that is also in a big step and validating. I think for Tennessee hoops, going to the Final Four would be more validating certainly than Tennessee football going to the playoff, which is nice. And again, I think that's number one. I think people would pick that number one. If you asked every person who considers themselves a Tennessee fan, And again, Kaba is a Tennessee fan, so who am I to challenge him? But
I think it's recency bias. Well, no, he even had the distinction. He goes, I think if you poll the general fan base, he said, I think I'm the outlier. Yeah. He thinks that most fans would put football.
Football would be one. I think going to Final Four in basketball would be two. Baseball would be three. But I do think that it would be ahead of women's track and field and that title in 2009, which would clearly be number four. First number one seed to win the College World Series since 1999. You did have a Royal Tennessee royalty there. As you point out, Rick Barnes was there. Jimmy Sexton, saw him there. Josh Heupel there. Peyton Manning there. Morgan Wallen there.
Is he royalty?
Well,
celebrity, I guess.
He's certainly celebrity. He was there. 60 wins for Tennessee. And, of course, Vitello has just done a magnificent job, right?
Absolutely
magnificent job. They went in 51. Then you had all those years waiting until the Todd Helton era,
uh-huh.
right? And then they were back in the wilderness for 16 years, and now they go 3 out of 4 under Vitello. They lost to Notre Dame that one year, right?
I think it was. They were the one seed.
That was devastating. And like that seems like a fun guy to root for. So, fun guy, fun program.
It's a cool story with his dad. His dad was there last night.
Yep.
His dad is like a legendary high school coach in Missouri, just outside St. Louis. He's like a state championship soccer and baseball coach. His dad played for him. You could tell there was the best moment was right after where his dad's just trying not to cry. They had the camera on him right next to the dugout, and he's doing everything he can not to cry.
Someone asked me to open the phone lines here. Who do they want to open the phone lines? What was this in quote?
So
Evan says baseball has become huge in Knoxville. It's probably tied in at number two in terms of care, and that's fine. We'll do a brief. If you want to weigh in on this, if you're a Tennessee fan, 445-0929. But here's the thing. If you say baseball is number as ahead of football, I'm not going to believe you. Here's what I think. You know what it is, Jeffrey? When Ole Miss won the title, right?
Mm-hmm.
It mattered hugely at Ole Miss, right?
Yeah.
But does it matter as much? No.
No.
It's fun. It is so much fun to win that you can convince yourself that this is what you most care about.
Yeah, but it's just the winning.
But it's really just the winning.
Yeah.
It's like the sugar in the Gatorade.
Mm-hmm.
But okay, fine. If you're a Tennessee fan and you want to rank them for me, and by the way, winning in college baseball, getting to the college
playoff.
Football playoff. If you don't pick that, you're missing the playoff. Just to be clear, the way this works, or winning or getting to the Final Four. 445-0929, 445-0929. We've literally I've been asked to open the phone lines. So if you don't call,
that's on
it's
you.
Your own,
yeah.
It's on you. I'm doing it. Like, I don't normally open the phone lines to Tennessee fans, but I will. And we'll see how much they care, right? We'll see. 445-0929, 445-0929.
Right now, it appears not very much.
29. Right now, it appears, for all this enthusiasm, Evan says, take the title 100%. And then he says, I think I speak for all Vol fans.
Mm-hmm.
That's a little presumptuous,
yes.
Evan. And someone's got to speak for all Vol fans because they're not speaking for themselves.
No.
All right, fine. We move on.
I mean, Jeffrey. I can call my buddies.
No. We aren't begging for Vol calls. We suddenly turned ourselves into briefly Vol
mm-hmm.
calls, and it said it's Vol no calls.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Second event last night. And I watched more of this one.
One TV, huh?
This was sad. Because I knew this is what was going to happen. The team, one of the truisms is whatever I want to happen in sports does not happen. And so let's briefly review my own personal torture. We got it. You want to take this? Do you want to take this call? Just out of sympathy?
It's up to you.
Fine, we'll take it. 445-0929 is the phone number. If we were asking Tennessee fans where this rates, championship in baseball versus a Final Four in basketball versus college football playoff. Who do we got?
Jeff, Let's welcome Jeff to the program.
Jeff, I bet you spell your name wrong, too.
Yeah, no, they did. I spelled it wrong. They didn't get it right on my birth certificate.
That's pathetic. Anyway, welcome and congratulations. Hey, yes.
I was going to weigh in on the Tennessee issue since nobody else seems to be calling in. I thought I had to take up the
Okay. Yeah,
the
please.
Cause.
Someone's got to. Yep.
Okay, and so you were saying about the bragging rights with the Final Four thing. That's sort of a sore point. I think the same thing could be said with baseball with Vandy, with us and Vandy. That's something that they already hold.
Had old of you, and you're sick of that. So where would you rank them? Final championship last night, Final Four in basketball, make the playoff in college football.
I think that I would let the football go, and I know that it's just recency bias, but I think you got to take the bird in hand. You take the national championship, and you just start crossing them off. You just start ticking them off.
Start crossing them. All right. Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate it. Thanks for holding up, upholding the honor of the University of Tennessee. Jeffrey, we could ask this the same thing for Memphis fans. Right now, if I'm offering Memphis fans college football playoff or a Final Four, you know what I think they'd take? I think they take the Final Four. Because they know if they make the title football, if they make the college football playoff, they'd get smashed.
Yeah, the difference would be if Tennessee made it, you could talk yourself into, well, if the bracket fell right.
Here's the thing. If Tennessee makes it in football, it's affirmation that football is back, right?
Sure.
It's football is back. If Memphis makes it in football, as great as that would be, and the argument would be, here would be, as great as it would be, the argument would be, yeah, great, we're the best group of five team. But that doesn't mean we are a legitimate contender in college football. And so it wouldn't have the same degree of validation. I think the argument would be is that you would then clearly establish that you are the best group of five program. And so for realignment purposes, if that is still your hope, a football playoff would matter more than a Final Four in basketball. So it would be more valuable, but I think Memphis fans would enjoy Penny Hardaway, Final Four. Ah, fine, we'll ask Memphis fans the same question. Let's see if they call in, see if they're more adept at calling. 445-0929. I'm offering you a Final Four in hoops or a college football playoff, and you're a Memphis football fan. I think the answer there is you're going to take, unless you're just thinking about it practically, what it means in terms of realignment, I think you're going to take basketball. Because there, if you go to the Final Four, you think you can win it. If you go to college football playoff, I don't think you think you can win it. I think you think you're going to lose to Texas 63-13. 445-0929, 445-0929. So now, we got things have gone a little off the rails here. Now we've got the phones open for Tennessee fans and Memphis fans. Jeffrey, who are we talking to?
Jeff, let's start with RD. He wants to answer the Vols question.
RD.
Yes, sir.
What's the answer?
The answer is we take them one at a time, like the other gentleman said. For the athletes, you have to understand the athletes have put in so much in each sport. They deserve the national championship. The Final Four will come.
You don't get, so just because you got one doesn't mean you get to assume you're going to get the others, though. Like, I'll take them one at a time.
You don't get to assume. You don't get to assume, but you don't get to compare.
Okay. Well, just take it and celebrate it. Be present.
Absolutely.
Live in the present and celebrate the others. All right. Thank you, Artie. Appreciate it.
There is no reason to compare one versus the other.
This is talk radio. We compare.
There absolutely,
absolutely is. Thank you very much. And I'll tell you what, RD, if we ever go to dinner together, I'm going to rank everything I eat that night. That's what I do. I compare everything all the time.
Oh,
literally, it's my ritual. Okay?
Lee and I keep a running, like we have a, like we, it's like the AP poll. Like you can change based on the dish that comes out.
No reason to compare. 445-0929, 445-0929. If you're a Memphis fan, are you taking the Final Four in basketball or college football playoff? If you're a Vol fan, you're taking the national championship in baseball, a Final Four in basketball, or a college football playoff? And hell, if you're another fan of another school and you want to come up with the sort of the equivalent, we'll take that too. Who do we got?
Jeff, let's go to Nathan. He's driving into work.
Hey, Nathan.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
So I'm going to answer the Tennessee question.
Yeah.
I saw my Titans lose the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm a Tigers fan too. I graduated from both schools, so I'm allowed to do that.
All right. Yeah, yeah, that's the loophole. That is the loophole. That's the only loophole. Go ahead.
I saw the Tigers lose the national championship. My wife is a Kansas fan, so she's just been winning for the Chiefs and the Jayhawks.
That's pathetic.
So I like seeing the championship. My team finally won.
So you would take the title because of all these miserable losses that you've had to just be able to get to the top of the mountaintop.
I'll take the title, but
I can see that
we're going to make the playoffs this year.
All right, thank you, Nathan. Appreciate it. That's it. Must be irritating too if your wife is a Kansas City and a Chiefs fan. You know,
what if she's a Swiftie too?
445-0929. Who do we got?
Jeff. Let's go to Bill. He's in the Ortho South parking lot.
Hello, Bill.
Hey, Jeff. Jeff, I'm going with the moral victory here. I think just the football team getting into the playoff would put us in the realignment discussion at another level. I'll take that. Basketball,
you're talking,
we know, is
you're talking as a Memphis.
Eventually.
We're talking as a Memphis fan now here, right? You're saying if you were as a Memphis fan, you would take the college football playoff over a Final Four in basketball.
Correct.
But mostly because of what it does for the school in terms of realignment.
Yeah, the winning is almost an afterthought. Just for us being Memphis, just to get there.
Just to get there
is all we need.
All right, thank you, Bill. Appreciate it. 445-0929, 445-0929 is the phone number. You have to sort out whether you're a Tennessee fan or a Memphis fan or something else at the start of this call. Who do we got?
Jeff, let's go to Corey in East Memphis. Corey, you're on.
Hey, Corey.
Hey, Jeff. So I'm actually both.
How? What are your qualifications to be both?
My whole family went to Tennessee. My dad went to both Memphis and Tennessee. I've lived here my whole life. I've been to 95% of Memphis Tiger basketball games my whole life.
All right, fine.
I've gone to many Tennessee football games. And I mean, maybe I'm biased because I live here and all that, but Memphis basketball is a way bigger deal than Memphis football, and Tennessee football is a way bigger deal than Tennessee anything else. I'll take one Tennessee football win against anybody over almost any other thing in Tennessee sports.
So Tennessee, you take football. You validate what I'm saying about Tennessee fans. Thank you very much.
Football means so much more. It's far and away.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks very much.
I'll take a win over South Carolina over a baseball championship.
Wow. Thank you. Appreciate it. But I think that's real talk. And here's the thing, Jeffrey. I think baseball, and this isn't true for the hardcore baseball fans are, but I think baseball can improve your mood if you're a Tennessee fan with a win.
Yeah.
Does it ruin your mood with a loss? Or if you're not a hardcore baseball fan, and there's a lot who aren't, I think you got on for the ride and you got the sugar, but if Tennessee football, it controls your mood, win or lose. I mean,
he makes an interesting point. If you lose to South Carolina, you're despondent for the week.
Despondent. Whereas all those years that Tennessee was in the dumps from Tennessee baseball, people just ignored it.
Yeah.
But no one ever ignored it.
You can't ignore
Tennessee football when it stunk.
No.
Right? 445-0929. Who do we got?
Jeff, let's go to Evan. Evan, you're on.
Hey, Jeff. How's it going?
Good.
I'm the idiot that made you open.
Thank you, Evan. And you speak, well, here's the thing, Evan. You speak for all Vol fans. I read that on Twitter. But now, how about Corey? Do you speak for Corey, who just called in?
I do not speak for him. Obviously, football is going to be king, but I think the thing about this baseball thing that was really cool was we've gotten to kind of see this team, you know, go through the years. It's, you know, these days guys don't stay at schools very long, and baseball is the one sport where you can kind of get to know all the guys. Like, obviously, old Volley Fingers is never going to have to buy a beer in Knoxville ever again for the rest of his life. So, you know, you got to take the bird in hand, like Jeffrey was saying, but, you know, obviously we're all really excited, and we're not going to lose to South Carolina this year, so I'm not worried about that.
Thank you, Evan. Appreciate it. Thanks very much. That one of the great nicknames, Volley Fingers, is just a tremendous,
absolutely
tremendous.
We're not great with nicknames anymore, but every now and then you get one, and you're like, "Oh,
tip
that's
of the hat
fits,
yeah. there." Yeah. All right. We'll wrap this up with Joe. Joe, how are you?
Hey guys, I'm good. So, is Tigers baseball off the table for?
Hey, if you want to put it on there, you can put it on there.
Walk into FedEx Field since 2007, the last time they made an appearance. I think for me, it has to be, if you're a fan of a team, you want your team to be relevant. No offense. College baseball is essentially a 20-team, 30-team sport. As far as just fans' interest, like it's not as relevant as basketball or football. So I think it goes down to the last two. Final Four, it would be a heck of a ride. But I think we have to think long term. Where are we going to be? And it's the whole realignment piece you talked about. I would take the CFP.
I think that might be right. I think, given what it means, I think that's probably the right answer. Yeah. All right. Thank you, Joe. Appreciate it. It is interesting. Here's how it works. When you know, when we started caring about women's soccer at the University of Memphis, when they started going to the NCAA tournament and winning every game, like, winning is fun. Whereas football, basketball, they matter all the time. Fair or not, like, that is simply the truth. All right. We'll wrap this up. We appreciate it. Evan, thank you for having us open the phone lines. We're going to get back and talk about the Stanley Cup Game 7 last night. But also, it is draft week. Indeed, it is the eve. It is draft eve, Jeffrey. It is draft eve. And so we will talk about that. Chris Harrington joins us straight up at 10 o'clock. And Fish on Friday, on Tuesday after that. Back in a moment, Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Wednesday night is draft night on 92.9 FM ESPN. Who will be the first overall pick? What will the Memphis Grizzlies do with their pick?
The Memphis Grizzlies select.
Then listen Thursday afternoon to the Gabe Kuhn Show and throughout the day for the second round of the NBA draft. Listen to 92.9 FM ESPN for all the excitement of the NBA draft live on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM ESPN. Memphis' flagship radio home of the Grizzlies.
AutoZone. Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Dead battery on America's birthday? America's number one battery destination is here to help. AutoZone has free battery testing and charging at every store, and batteries starting at just $79.99. With our 4th of July sale, we have savings to help you red, white, and do any other jobs you've been putting off. It's everything you need to get back on the road at AutoZone. Get in the zone, AutoZone. Restrictions apply.
If you need bold banners to boost your business, but you're on a budget, think Staples. Because now at Staples, you can save up to $50 on your print purchase. From posters and flyers to signs and menus, Staples can print anything you need to move your business forward. And with Staples Print Perfect Guarantee, it's done right or it's printed again free. Plus, same-day service is available on hundreds of items if you order by noon. Get it printed right at Staples. And now get up to $50 off your print purchase. And 7-6, visit staples.com/print for details.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
No one knows the importance of a great assist more than Lowe's and Leo Messi. That's why we've teamed up to give MyLowe's Rewards members 10 times the points when Messi makes an assist during CONMEBOL Copa America USA 2024. Activate this offer starting June 20th, so when Messi assists, you score. Shop the day after an assist to earn those extra points. Not a MyLowe's Rewards member? Join for free today. Visit Lowe's.com/Messi for more details.
It's the Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event, and it's going strong at Gossett Kia on the Pike. Are you ready to ride in your new Kia with 41 mpg highway? We Gossett! 2024 Kia Forte LXS, $199 a month, $34.99 due at signing. How about 282 miles of EPA estimated range with new 2023 Kia EV6 Wind, $249 a month, and 2024 Kia Telluride LX, $357 a month, both $39.99 due at signing, all 24-month lease. And get peace of mind with Kia's 10-year 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. Call Bobby J. He's ready to put you in your new Kia today. Gossett Kia, 1900 Covington Pike. Online, KiaCovingtonPike.com.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor Cars.
Includes all rebates and incentives. Lease includes PF 695, 650 acquisition fee, EV6, P561, 0964, MSRP 50,200, Telluride RG510, 849, MSRP 38305, Forte LXS RE78169, MSRP 21820. Must finance through Hyundai. Excludes tax, title, and license. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 6/30/2024 with approved credit, dealer stock only.
Now is the time to get your fireworks for July 4th festivities. The place to go is Boom City Fireworks for the largest selection and biggest inventory of fireworks in the Mid-South. There are two air-conditioned locations, 3rd Street South and Getwell at State Line Road. Both are open daily from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. Power candles are only $3.97. Extreme bag assortment, $100 value, just $59.95. Head to Boom City Fireworks. That's Boom City Fireworks.
Hey, it's Jeff Calkins. You know when people ask if you have a good dentist to recommend? Well, I have a great dentist. It's Mehdi Sadeghi at the Smile Center. I've been going to the Smile Center for years now. My three boys all go there too. Mehdi is skilled, he's cheerful, and has always found time when emergencies arise. I honestly couldn't imagine a better dentistry practice than the Smile Center. It's where I send all my friends. So if you're looking for a great dentist, go where my family goes. The Smile Center is conveniently located in Germantown, or you can check them out online at smilecentermemphis.com.
No one knows the importance of a great assist more than Lowe's and Leo Messi. That's why we've teamed up to give MyLowe's Rewards members 10 times the points when Messi makes an assist during CONMEBOL Copa America USA 2024. Activate this offer starting June 20th, so when Messi assists, you score. Shop the day after an assist to earn those extra points. Not a MyLowe's Rewards member? Join for free today. Visit Lowe's.com/Messi for more details.
With T-Mobile, you can get tons of benefits and still save. It's like getting romance and sci-fi.
I love you. Also, I'm a robot.
With T-Mobile, you can save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. See how with our savings calculator at T-Mobile.com/switch. Plus, we'll pay off your locked AT&T phone up to $650, and you'll get a new 5G phone for free. Pay off via virtual prepaid card in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits with qualifying plan and credit plus tax and $35 connection charge. Contact us before canceling to continue bill credits or they stop and required finance agreement balances due. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball season is heating up.
With the free Odyssey app, you can get the most entertaining local coverage of your team while you're at work or on the go. Stay locked in and in the know with your favorite hosts as they bring you unfiltered takes, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Don't miss any of the action. Stream the shows you love live or on demand with the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today for free.
Jeff's guests appear on the Frame Corner phone lines. Frame Corner, with expert custom and do-it-yourself framing since 1975 on Park Avenue in East Memphis. Now, back to the Jeff Calkins Show, live from the Genesis Memphis Covington Pike Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Jeff Calkins Show. If you want something framed, I got the place, Frame Corner Memphis. And here's the thing about framing. You know, it's the kind of thing like, am I going to ever get around to getting that framed, whether it's some memorabilia or, you know, beautiful collection of photos or whatever else. Kind of thing it's easy to put off. And if you do, then whatever it is just going to disintegrate in the corner. And you finally get yourself to do it, and then you get something back, and it's so beautiful, and you have it forever. You can gift it. It's a great gift. Some that ultimately your kids will have. It's a way to preserve memories. And so take whatever it is you have into the Frame Corner, and what they're spectacular at is custom framing. And so you give them what you got. You go through the options, and it'll come back, and it'll look absolutely beautiful. A showpiece for your office or your living room or wherever it is, and then something to have forever. It's the Frame Corner, framecornermemphis.com, 5035 Park Avenue. Let's play Believe It or Not.
Now it's time for Believe It.
Believe. I don't even know if I believe.
Now I'm a believer.
Or not. Believe it or
it
not.
The
Jeff Calkins Show.
It was a mistake to give Connor David the Conn Smythe as the MVP last night.
Believe it or not.
I'm going to say I don't believe it. I don't feel like the Panthers had a clear option unless you go with Bobrovsky.
It's Bob. It's playoff. He stole that game last night again. He stole game one. Like he's Bobrovsky is the reason. And the problem is the problem is the definition, right?
Yeah. It's of the postseason.
It's, yeah. It's honestly, like, NBA playoff, NBA awards seem crazy too, in a sense that you get these players who can have great regular seasons, and then in the midst of their tanking during the playoffs,
we can't wait.
Like, it's just, that's sad. And here what you have is, like, Connor McDavid, obviously, he's the reason Edmonton was where they were. He's the reason Edmonton got to Game 7. He had tied for the most points in over the course of the playoffs ever. Tied for fourth most ever. He went insanely great after they fell behind 3-0. But he was pointless in the last two games. How do you give him MVP when Bobrovsky is... You know, he's losing his stick. He's making stops.
That was unreal.
Like, he's just, come on, man. It is so tense watching that stuff.
It was also awesome because there's so much chaos going around. You could tell he was trying to do the move of, should I go get it? Should I not? Right, like, should I stay back
should
here?
I
like,
go get it or
should
not?
Am I going to need it? Like, it was great.
It's incredibly intense. And here's my own personal misery, by the way, if you'll indulge me for a moment.
How many former Sayers?
Once upon a time, my beloved Buffalo Sabres had a player named Ryan O'Reilly. And he lost his love for the game when he was playing in Buffalo. Listen, I've lost my love for game watching them play. And so he was traded to a team that at the time was at the very bottom of the NHL standings, the St. Louis Blues.
Uh-huh. No, nothing bad happened,
for a
right?
first-round pick, the Blues' first-round pick that year. So at least, the Sabres were going to get a high first-round pick because they were going to get... They not only made the playoffs, they won the Stanley Cup, and Ryan O'Reilly was MVP. Just freaking shoot me. Okay.
Love that.
Then, Sabres,
tank a whole year.
Mm-hmm.
A whole year. It still goes down in Sabres lore. There were at home games when the other team would score, you would hear a big cheer because people were all in on the tank. This was actually the Connor McDavid year. It was year Connor McDavid and Jack Eichel were coming out of the draft. And if you were the worst team in the league, you could only slide one slot. So you'd get one of them. The real prize was Connor McDavid, but Jack Eichel was you'd get one of them. And so the Sabres tank. They know, of course, they don't get the first pick because nothing good happens that I want. And they get Jack Eichel. But still, unbelievably great player. They get in a huge feud with Jack Eichel. He loses his love for the game. He wants a particular kind of surgery. Sabres won't let him get that kind of surgery. It's some spinal disc surgery.
I thought it was a neck. What a neck.
Yeah, neck. So they trade him to Las Vegas.
Uh-huh.
Sabres doctors won't let him get the surgery. Gets the surgery. Better never. Wins the Stanley Cup. Hoists the Stanley Cup over his head. Just shoot me.
But at least he didn't win the Conn Smythe.
I don't think. I don't remember. So then the year before they drafted Eichel, they had the number 2 pick in the draft. And they drafted a guy less famous than Jack Eichel. They drafted a guy named Sam Reinhart.
I heard his name last night.
With the number 2 pick in the draft. Who scores the winning goal last night? Sabres, by the way, but at this point, they're resetting everything. Eichel's gone, whatever. Reinhart, he's going to play out his option, so you got to trade him for something. Trade him to the Panthers for a first-round pick. Who scores the winning goal last night? Sam Reinhart.
You couldn't have seen that one.
I mean,
coming.
I know all about me, ladies and gentlemen, but this seems crazy to me. Can you imagine that if the best player, that if a player from your team that you loved, moved on and won. You can maybe get over that. And if it happens again, you can. And then it happens again 3 damn different times. It happens, and it's misery. It's pure misery. So
Eichel did not win the Conn Smythe,
and Reinhardt didn't either.
Mark, how do you say it? Mark Chusola,
Jonathan Marchessault.
Marchessault, yeah.
Yeah, he won it. So anyway, there you go. Okay.
It did feel like McDonough was kind of rubbing it into Sabres last night. Felt like he had a lot of former Sabres, never made the playoffs.
It was awful. It was awful. The one good thing I liked about last night is I really like hockey, and I liked that the rest of the world sees why hockey's so great, and maybe it'll drum up some fans. It's still,
I mean, the ratings were up.
Ratings were up. I mean, you can't get better than this. You had McDavid and this comeback and everything else. So it's a riveting sport. Absolutely physical, fast, tense, riveting.
It is also the intensity is amazing.
It's incredible.
Like playoff intensity.
But amazing.
The other point though about the Conn Smythe giving it to the losing team, especially like I know you can't do it like this, but like when it's on the road. And everyone's trying to celebrate their team. And he's on the microphone. You can tell he's just devastated.
He didn't even want it. Yeah, I mean, he didn't care. He didn't care. J.J. Redick is going to last 1 year as Lakers coach.
Believe it or not.
I'm going to say I don't believe that because I think they're going to probably err on the side of we can't just get rid of him after
a year. We can't just keep doing it.
Yes.
Had his presser yesterday, and people were fundamentally impressed with the presser, I think. Like, he's a good talker. He's a smart guy and a good talker.
Yeah, right? I don't know. He's very J.J. Redick.
Well, it's funny. I don't know. Like, some people love the answer. The question is there anything you want to any criticisms you'd like, things you'd like to dispel? And he said, I don't really have a great answer because I don't give a F.
Correct.
I guess that's being J.J. Redick, right?
The peak J.J. Redick was like when he was discussing the farming of sports takes. It's like farming. That was when you're just like, all right, buddy.
What is that? What does a farming of sports take mean?
I mean, I think basically what he's saying is like you're cultivating takes to put them out there in the world and like to have everything just kind of stay in the zeitgeist, I guess.
And was he disparaging the farming?
Yes. I mean, yes. Even though he
doesn't have sports takes. He has a freaking podcast. Like,
he has two of them. He had two of them.
Yeah. Like, literally, I guess. But, I mean, it is true. Takes are different than analysis, than conversation, right? take is I'm going to say this, and it's going to get attention because I'm going to say this. Like Memphis basketball, whatever. Like,
I would argue this, though. I think what gets lost is take by itself is analysis. What has driven everyone insane is the debate show format in which it is designed to say something inflammatory that gets people riled up for engagement. It's the debate show, really.
Let me ask you this. Was me saying I think Tennessee football means more than Tennessee? Is that take?
Yeah, it's a take.
I guess any opinion is a take.
Correct.
Any opinion is a take. But I think take is a term of art that means I came up with this purely because I know it's going to stir up S.
Well, like a lot of terms.
Even if I can marginally talk myself into believing it.
See, I think that would technically be a hot take if what you're talking about. But to me, you know, the term take has largely been co-opted and it's been seized by these people. And it's meant to just be like, it's meant to like put someone down that gives an opinion that you don't agree with.
Right. Yes. Right. It's like calling. Yeah. It's the same thing that
it's clickbait. It's the same thing.
Calling something woke is just main. It's
or
if by labeling something, you then don't have to actually wrestle with the merits of that thing.
Right. It's like, it's no different than what you used to have to deal with anytime you'd write something that was uncomfortable. Everyone going, "That's just clickbait." It's like, no, it's not. There's not a slideshow in here.
But there are takes that are cheap takes that are just
fashioned.
In terms of J.J. Redick, here's the problem. What's success look like for him? Like, what is reasonable? To say a title is not a reasonable thing to ask of those Lakers.
No, I agree with you on that. I mean, the problem is, I don't know, it feels like now with the NBA, we don't really care what you do in the regular season. It's just, what do you do in the playoffs?
Well, particularly for LeBron.
Yeah.
Like, even. So let's say they could somehow next year avoid the play-in, right? That seems like a successful season.
I mean, I would agree, but at the same
problem is... And then win a playoff round and then lose. But that's just what they've been doing. You know?
They
didn't even do that. Right.
The problem, though, is, okay, let's say you avoid the play-in and then you lose. Like, let's say you're the sixth seed and you wind up playing, the Nuggets or the Timberwolves or the Grizzlies and you lose that. That's not a successful season to the Lakers. Even though it probably should be.
Here's the point. If you're really saying the bar is the NBA Finals or a title, that's too high a bar for 40-year-old LeBron. It's just not a realistic bar, and yet there's no other bar.
Yeah.
And so he's really kind of doomed to lose here.
I
do think he could emerge as a credible people could, even if all you do is just do what you're supposed to do, which is get into the playoffs, maybe win a round, whatever else, mild some level. I do think he could emerge as a... and be respected as a serious quality coach.
Yeah, I mean, basically, we've seen this happen to coaches that LeBron has, like, neutered. Like, Ty Lue. It's worked out well. Mike Brown, I think, has been very successful since then.
Well, and there are coaches who people think Rick Carlisle's a good coach.
Yeah.
Right? And he's not taking Indiana to the...
Correct.
Anyway, it was interesting, and I guess it'll be something to watch. You admire your man Joe Burrow for being able to wear a backless suit.
Believe it or not.
I think it was also backless and frontless.
No, the one I saw was just backless. It was backless and frontless?
So I saw him wearing what appeared to be some type of sport coat with no shirt. I mean, I've had to spins on this.
This is a little bit like when Josh Allen started dating celebrities.
Correct,
you know,
correct.
I'm like, wait, he's a blue collar guy.
Well,
what is happening here?
More importantly, I liked it when he broke up with the girlfriend that was on Instagram, focused on the football, whatnot, and then he immediately goes and dates a celebrity. That was tough for me, but I was still spin zoning it. He's dating a celebrity that is less online than his old girlfriend. So I'm good. Josh found a blue-collar celebrity. Haley Steinfeld's a blue-collar celebrity.
Okay, fine.
All right, for Joe Burrow, I mean, in the end, what's the most important characteristic of a quarterback? You got to have confidence. You got to have self-belief. And you cannot wear that without either of those things. That is a confident-looking man.
You don't think it's a little...
Well, it's definitely a look.
Going off the deep end a little bit?
No, it's definitely a look-at-me move, but, I mean, it's fashion.
Do you want your quarterback interested in fashion?
Not particularly, but if that's what it takes to build up the self-confidence, I do believe that, like, I believe that all the best quarterbacks, even if they're not good-looking, they think they're good-looking.
The other quarterback news is it appears the Dolphins don't want to pay Tua $50 million.
No way.
Jeff Darlington was on the earlier show today, and he was saying, don't seem to want to pay him $50 million, but I really do think they believe that he is their guy. Well, those things can't both be true. If you really believe that Tua is your guy, then you're willing to pay him $50 million.
Speaking of take artists, I know people feel a certain way about him. I think he's the king. Florio's never been more right on anything. Every time you wait to pay a quarterback, you end up having to pay more. You might as well just get it over with.
Is there an example, though, of when someone is exposed as, you know, what if you wait to pay him and he gets another concussion this year? What if it's injury-related? It's not like I'm trying to be cheap. It's injury-related.
I believe, though, those can all be – I think you can write those into the contract. You can protect yourself on that.
Jordan Love's going to get paid next. By the way, when we ranked quarterbacks – when did we do it?
I think it was last week?
It was when Trevor got his big deal.
Yeah.
And we ranked quarterbacks. We left out Jordan Love altogether.
I still would put Lawrence above Jordan Love, and I'd feel okay about it. Like,
would be happy paying Jordan Love $50 million?
Oh, boy.
And that's the price of a franchise quarterback. It is funny, though. We call franchise quarterbacks as if they're all the same. Like, there's a line you cross, and then you're a franchise quarterback.
You and I didn't talk about this. So, Brady was on last week, the day that we were off, Wednesday, for Juneteenth. He was on with Cowherd, and I'm cautiously optimistic about it because he was really good, and he was talking about this very topic. Basically, he made the point, and I kind of agree with him. There's about five quarterbacks at a given time in the NFL that are no matter where they are, they're going to win. And so then you probably have another 5 to 7 that are kind of in this tier that we're talking about. And that's where this becomes the issue.
And the problem is this, is that having one of these quarterbacks probably isn't enough to win a Super Bowl unless you have a perfect team around him.
Right.
But not having one dooms you to be crap. And so how do you feel about if you have one of those guys? You don't got one of the top five guys. You got one of the next 6 or 7 guys, and they don't really get you there. But if they walk away, you're crap. Like, what do you do then? That is a dilemma for a franchise. Do you want it? And it's different than the NBA, where the middle really does stink in the NBA, and if you're back in the lottery, you really need that top five pick to be good again. NFL's a little different than that. You can build different ways. So it's not as clear path, I'll tank, I'll get back to where I am. There's so many players on a team, whatever else. So
I think
it's trickier. I think
you have to bite the bullet and pay him and just try to stay relevant. Like, to me,
you're not going to win a Super Bowl, but you're starting to try to stay relevant.
Like, Lamar has proven he cannot do this at the biggest moments against the better guys.
But
at the same time,
the hell out of being, you know, whatever.
Does anyone not enjoy watching Lamar?
Right. Who's had a better few years? Baltimore or Cleveland?
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, you'd rather have that guy than not, even though he may not be capable of getting you to the promised land. Last one. You've played pickleball.
Believe it or not.
I have not played pickleball.
Ever?
No, I don't think so.
I haven't either.
I've played tennis, obviously.
I have a column up today about Adam.
Adam's been on the show.
We had Adam on the show once, yeah. Pickleball 901. He's the guy who brought... So he started out... mostly we talk about him because he has this incredibly successful business. They brought pickleball to Beale Street last year. They brought pickleball pop-ups to all of these different breweries.
Yep.
And now they're opening pickleball pop-up clubs they have one, I think, in Carriage Crossing. It's somewhere in Collierville. It's about to open up. And so he's making a business, and I went over to his offices the other day. They employ multiple people now. They are riding the pickleball wave and are really the biggest pickleball brand in Memphis. But this wasn't about that. This is about his own pickleball journey. He has lost 100 pounds playing pickleball. He weighed 363 at his zenith, and part of it was just interesting is talking to him about what's that like. like asking for the extender, the seatbelt extender when you're on a plane.
Oh, yeah.
Walking down the aisle to begin with, when you're just, you know that people are just, don't sit next to me, don't. Mm-hmm. And then you gotta like kind of raise your hand to indicate to the flight attendant, I need an extender, and how humiliating that is. Or didn't it occur to me? He said when he goes to have blood drawn, and listen, if you got high cholesterol, you're getting your blood drawn, right? He said they never can find his vein. They're just stabbing him everywhere. And he said, I've had it out of my foot. I've had like, but when they go in his arm, you're fishing around in there for a vein that's lost in the mass of whatever, right? Like you can't.
In fairness, they do that to me too.
The humiliation of all of this stuff, of being the obese guy. Morbidly obese is what he was, his phone would tell him. He was morbidly obese. It would yell at him. So, and he tried all the stuff. You know, he'd done fen-fen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead. Be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.